I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on February 3rd, 2020. Open Mandriva LX 4.1 has been released, along with some new user configuration tools. The new point release brings not only a refreshed software stack, but also sees Open Mandriva joining many others and moving to Z standard compression for its package archives. But it's the addition of simple GUI tools for controlling automated updates and the look and feel of the distribution that might make this release more attractive to many users. The Update Manager lets you specify whether new packages can be installed without any user intervention, and the distribution's new Desktop Presets theming tool provides a one-click interface for changing panels, menus, icons, and mouse behavior to resemble upstream Plasma layouts or Windows 7, Windows 10, macOS, or even Ubuntu. In a move that had been widely predicted, Intel is dropping its Nervana neural network processor platform. Doubts about Intel's ongoing support for the platform became widespread following the company's acquisition of rival Habana late last year. Now it's confirmed that that work is ceasing on the Nervana platform, with an immediate end of development of its training chip and support for its inference chip only being extended to previously committed customers. Epic's Mega Grant program has awarded $250,000 to the Godot Free Game Engine Project. The project announced the news today during an event in Brussels and followed up with a brief blog post thanking Epic's Tim Sweeney for his generosity. The funds will be put towards work on improving the graphics rendering within the engine and further developing GDScript, its own built-in game development language. Google is now sponsoring the TinyGo project. TinyGo is a Golang compiler that targets constrained environments like microcontrollers and even web browsers. It currently supports 27 different microcontroller boards from the likes of Adafruit and Arduino, and can also be compiled into WASM, W-A-S-M, for browser-based code deployment. The project broke the news that Google was taking it under its wing during this year's FOSDEM conference, and we'll keep an eye out on further details in the future once everyone's recovered from their hectic weekend. And finally, BlackBerry has announced that it's ending its license deal with TCL. The partnership had seen TCL manufacture Android phones under the BlackBerry brand, and that is now being wound up with sales due to cease at the end of August. While TCL is promising to provide 2 years of support to any device purchased, it's currently unclear if this marks the end of mobile phones sporting the famous BlackBerry-style keyboard, or if perhaps another partnership is just in the works, and maybe BlackBerry itself could be even planning to return to hardware manufacturing. That, or mobile keyboards, are truly dead. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/94. We'll be back tomorrow.